Happy Wednesday evening, everybody. This is becoming our traditional Wednesday blog post. And today we're going to talk about efficiencies and expanding into multiple locations. So as I travel around the country and I look and I meet with all the different dentists, and particularly I'm interested in meeting with a lot of my friends who are expanding from one to two or three and four or five locations. And here in Chicago, we have one of the clients who is expanding from 20. When I met him, they only had one, but now they're expanding from 20 to 50 locations. So it's really fun for me to watch what makes one office or one particular doctor to go from one to two, or some doctors don't go to two. And I would say the number one thing that is really interesting to me is the obsession with customer service. So as we continue to grow, one of the things that I personally believe in is having one dental office or having one dental practice. It is kind of like you're an entrepreneur, but you know what? You're still taking advantage of being a doctor and working by yourself in the practice. The true entrepreneurship in dentistry starts when you're expanding from one to two to three or four locations, because then you're going to look into setting up the systems. If you have three locations and you have no systems in place, you pretty much cannot run three offices at the same time. So the systematization, which is a hard word for me, the systematization of your practices is going to be becoming the big first step. Also, a good friend of mine, Mark Costas, talks a lot about building your flagship office. So most of my successful clients and my friends who are expanding into multiple locations always have the flagship office up and running with overhead below 60% so that they can expand into the next office. So that's going to be very critical. So we talked about having the flagship office. We have talked about building up the systems. The third component, which is really interesting for me, is actually being a little bit selfless, meaning you're expanding, you're building more locations, you're adding more, and you're taking less from the business. If you are in a position when you cannot allow yourself not to take any salary or take a cut on the salary or, you know, work a little bit more, but again, not take too much money out of the business, you're probably not going to be in the right position to go into the multiple locations. And what do I mean by that is you need every single dollar to go into working for that new practice or for the new location. Either it's a marketing budget, or you're going to be expanding, or you're going to be putting furniture, equipment, or anything like that. So the more successful dentists that I've seen that are expanding are the ones that are willing to take the cut, think long-term, never short-term, always long-term, and build this expansion on your own dime as much as you can. So that means that you're borrowing less, you're building on your own. And so a lot of those doctors that I find fascinating, and I'm fascinated by their growth, are the ones who are long-term thinkers. They will take less today, meaning that they will either not take a salary or take a half, like I mentioned before, and just continue to grow. And I want to stress one more time on systems, you know, from inventory management, obviously Zen Supplies, all the way to, you know, having any other types of systems in place, the scheduling, the patient confirmations, the marketing, the collections. You know, the collections is becoming one of the biggest things. Maybe you're going to be having an offsite office for all of your, you know, the insurance verifications. And so all these things come into play when you're building up the a group, a small group, either if it's a one or two or three offices. And it's important to remember that you need to start thinking more as a business versus your dentist. So work on the business, not in the business, is a very important saying. And then I would say the last one, but it's the big one, it's everything is your fault. A lot of doctors that I meet are, you know, I mean, you know, without saying it's good or bad, but it just happens, would like to blame somebody for some of the mistakes and some of the shortfalls. But what I would like to say is that it's a very, very consistent trait among all the dentists that are successful in my own eyes and that have multiple offices. They take 100% responsibility. So my suggestion would be to get a book, Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink, and read the book. And then that's what's going to be your guiding compass about opening up more practices and taking 100% responsibility, full ownership of anything that happens. So it's actually a good thing. And you will see that you will sleep much better if you take it 100% responsibility. Everything is your fault. That means goes well, great. Goes bad, great. Your fault, You're in charge. You're responsible. You do not blame anybody. You have less expectations and you just go at it and have fun. Another thing that's going to be also that I thought I'm going to miss it, but I have to say is if you feel like that's going to be too much pressure to have more offices, just have one. There's so much right now going on that it's just so much pressure that, hey, you need to be efficient, you need to do this, and you need to have multiple locations. You don't. If you enjoy being a single office owner, a single practice location owner, and you enjoy just practicing dentistry, and then you like not having too much stress, just running one practice, please have it. Please enjoy it. Life is too short. Make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons. If you're being forced into multiple locations by financial reasons or by ambitions of other people that talk to you about it, that's not the right way to do it. So make sure that it's the right ambition. Make sure that it's the right intention. Have fun and enjoy owning a lot of practices. And let us know how we can help.